Your business is not ready for you to let go. In today's episode, I'm going to tell you exactly why and what you can do to set yourself up for success so that you can get out of your business sooner than you would otherwise.
Welcome to the Coaching in Your Car podcast, where we discuss insider tips, tricks, and secrets to growing a successful business. Brought to you by the Foundry Group. And now, here's your host, Gavin Symes.
Yes, I am Gavin Symes, and this is the Coaching in Your Car podcast. Today, I'm going to hit you straight and give you some real talk. And that is, your business is not ready for you to step back from it just yet. It's a lot of talk lately that's been going around. I get it in my socials, in my news feed. Everyone preaching about this turnkey business stuff and how, you know, you should be able to step back and take time off and go overseas and blah, 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 all of that bullshit. Now, here's the thing. You can create a business that can survive without you. That's 100% fact. I've been able to do it in my previous business. I spend less than half a day involved in that business now. And it just continues to thrive and thrive. But my business didn't start that way. I set out purposely with a process in place to progressively hand over responsibilities to key people that I'd trained and trusted, and also to create a structure inside the business that enabled me to do that. So this is really what scaling a business is all about, to be able to put a structure in place inside the business where the business can survive and run without you. And it's super attractive as a business owner, because the whole reason why we start our businesses is not to work 100-hour weeks. Is to have more time freedom to spend with our family, to spend more time traveling, and also on top of that, to make sure that we've got enough cash to be able to do those things that we want to do and to do those things that we enjoy. And that means that we can leverage our time, and rather than working for a dollar every hour, we actually have a business that runs and pays us money whether we're there or not. Now, here's the thing. That just doesn't happen to businesses. It's not a fluke. It's actually a process that you have to go through to be able to continue to scale. But that's not what business owners do when they want to step back from their business. What they actually do is they just decide one day, either they've got the shits because something's happened, they're frustrated, they're burnt out, an employee's pissed them off, a customer has left, they've lost a contract, a debt hasn't paid them, whatever it is. But there's a trigger point there that triggers anxiety and stress. And the natural reaction for a business owner or anyone in that situation is fight or flight. Do I get out of this opportunity, or do I hunker down and continue to fight? Now, most, 9 times out of 10, as a business owner, we will hunker down and continue to fight. But at some stage, we have convinced ourselves in our business that it's ready to thrive and continue without us. And what happens is that we take our hands off the wheel, we take our eyes off the road, and we decide that it can just continue without us. And here's the thing, if your business was ready to do that, you would have already done it. So what's happening is that in this fear-riddled and anxious state of mind that's caused by some sort of trigger or stress, you've convinced yourself that it's ready. And I remember when this happened in my business, and there was a lot of stress and pressure that was going on, mainly caused by me working so many hours. And the root cause of that problem was that I hadn't put systems and processes in place that told people how to do the work the way that I wanted it done. So I was left doing it all myself, and I was left answering questions all day, dealing with complaints. I joke that I called myself the janitor. That was actually my job title for a while, because I was just cleaning up other people's shit. So I'm sitting there and I'm in this situation working 100-hour weeks and thinking, this is just complete bullshit. My business is now, however many years old it was, say 6 or 7 years old. I've got 40 people working for me. That's enough. They're all employed. They should be able to do it themselves. So I decided to take a step back, and 6 months later, we lost more than $1 million in revenue. in actual cash money. We went backwards $1 million cash in the bank account because I took my eye off the prize. I didn't watch any numbers. And I decided that all of these people, and I had some managers on in the business, and I thought they're just going to deal with it. They'll just do it. That's what they're getting paid to do. And so the revenue started going backwards, and it was sort of like a game of chicken that I was playing to see who would give up first. Would it be me? Because I could see that those numbers were going down and the cash at the bank was reducing. Would I step in first, or would something miraculously happen with the management team? And so I was playing chicken, the wrong kind of chicken, high stakes with my business. And what happened was is that it got to a point where I had to make the decision to go back in and roll up my sleeves and get back into the business, because if I didn't, then I wouldn't have had a business. And so the point of me telling you this is that, again, I'm going to drill it home to you. If your business was ready for you to step back, you would have already been able to do that. And if you haven't already been able to do that, you need to start setting a process and a structure in place in your business to enable that to happen. So here's how you do it. If you've got a team of people already that's doing, you know, the majority of the work for you, then great. That's awesome. That's a great place to start. If you haven't started building a team yet, then make sure that you can get enough sales and revenue to enable you to employ those people to do more work, to take more pressure off you. Okay, so that's the first step. The second step is, once you've got that team of people in place, start to train them, give them the tools, processes, systems, structure, training, and accountability to enable them to do their job properly. Now, once you do that, you don't step back immediately. You make sure that you're sitting there helping them, and you're the safety net where if something goes wrong, they do something wrong, or they don't know what to do, they can come and ask you for help. Now, that process should take, after you've got all the systems and the structure set up, that process should take between 6 and 12 months, until you've got someone or multiple people who are in the business who are competent and clear on what needs to happen and are also motivated to do that work inside the business. And then the final step is making sure that you've got key performance indicators in place inside your business that tells you exactly what's happening without you having to be there. So as long as those numbers are tracked and you're looking at them every single day or week, that means that if something does start to take a turn for the worse, you can jump back into the business, you can go and speak to people, you can give more direction and advice to those people, because remember, you're the most experienced inside your business. You can go and give that direction and advice to those people, fix those bottlenecks or roadblocks and overcome those problems so that you can get the business back on track before it turns into a major problem. After that, then it's time for you, the time that you are spending working, is you work on the business. So you work on specific things to drive and increase revenue. That could be joint ventures with people. That could be going out and doing acquisitions. That could be building more processes or products to continue to grow, so that you don't have to work in it every day. And here's the crazy thing that happens. When you don't have to go to work each day, and it's a choice whether you want to or not, you'll actually spend more time working. It's funny, I know. You'll spend more time working and you'll enjoy the work a lot more because you don't have to do it. It's a choice every day when you wake up, whether you go into work or not, or into the building or not. So they're the key takeaways from today. This is what I want you to do, and this is what I want you to think about. Number one, when you think about just throwing your hands in the air and leaving your business where it is, it's not ready just yet. You have to set up with a plan and a purposeful structure to make sure that you can create the business to be turnkey and run without you. The second thing is that follow the process that I've outlined. Build the team. Make sure that you've got enough revenue to do that and sales. But build the team and train them and give them the right tools that they need to do their job properly. And lastly, make sure that you're tracking the numbers every single day and week so that if a problem comes up, you can jump on it quickly. So if you do those three things in the right order, then that enables you to be able to spend more time working on the business rather than working in the business. And that's really what we all want, isn't it? Anyway, I really hope you've enjoyed today's podcast. If you have, make sure that you subscribe on the place that you first listen to it. That means that when I do new episodes, because I'm dropping them pretty much weekly at the moment, once I do new episodes, you'll get notified of that. Also, make sure that you go and like it wherever you saw it as well. Share it with your friends, family, colleagues, anyone else who's got a business that might be able to benefit from it, because my whole goal in life is to drop as many value bombs on this as possible. Also, lastly, if you do have a topic or a question or something that you want me to talk about, just comment on wherever you heard or watched this, and I'll make sure that I get on it in the coming episodes. Anyway, have an awesome day, guys. Enjoy your business. Enjoy whatever you're doing for work, and I will see you soon.